Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
And she looked up at me and she said, "Thurman, if Jesus removed my disease, then what am I doing sitting in this wheelchair?" I said, "That's my next question." Now, what had she just got revelation on? That it wasn't God that had her bound to that wheelchair. It was Satan that had her bound to that wheelchair. I said, "Now then, Nancy," that was her name, Nancy, I said, "I'm going to cast that demon out of you, and I'm going to speak the healing power of Jesus into you, and then you and I are going to praise Him and worship Him and thank Him for your healing." I said, "Then when I say, 'In the name of Jesus, I command you to rise and walk,' you are to get out of that wheelchair and walk off." And when we did that, guess what she did? That little lady got up out of that wheelchair and walked off and began to scream, "My back is, I have no pain in my back. I am healed." Now then, how long had that healing been hers? For always. 2,000 years ago, Jesus healed her. Why did she sit in a wheelchair for 11 years? Because of a lack of knowledge of God's Word. Why does anybody stay sick and afflicted? Because of a lack of a knowledge of God's Word. Now, the devil, just like Oral Roberts. Now, Oral Roberts has got to be one of the most awesome healing evangelists that has ever hit this earth. There's no two ways about it. I mean, he's probably laid hands on more people. I mean, if you put everybody, lined them up that he'd laid hands on, they'd probably reach around the world. I'm serious. But here just a few weeks ago, the devil came upon Oral Roberts and really hit him, and he was down serious for like 3 weeks. And whenever the Lord brought him back out of that coma, you know what the first thing he said to his wife? He called his wife and said, "Evelyn, how much money we got in the bank?" She told him exactly. He said, "I want you to go get our checkbook, and I want you to give that as an offering to God for my healing, every penny of it." And she wrote the check. And 3 days later, he's out preaching the gospel again on fire for Jesus, totally healed. People say you can't buy your healing. Let me tell you, Jesus got your healing for you, but He honors when you give Him everything you've got. And you think the devil can't come up on anybody? Hey, if the devil can come up on Oral Roberts, he can come up on anybody. You know it? But what was God allowing the devil to do? He was allowing the devil to come up on him. And who do you think got glory out of that when Oral Roberts gave everything he had back into the kingdom of God and he got up off of that sick bed, totally healed and out preaching the gospel again in 2 or 3 days? Who do you think got glory out of that? God did, absolutely. He knows what He's doing. But who had to stand by faith and believe God? Oral Roberts. He ain't no difference in you and me. You know, we're all children of the same King. We're going to have to learn these things. But Jesus there in Matthew 8, 16 and 17, He took your infirmities and He bore your sicknesses. And then He told you again in 1 Peter 2, 24, He said, "Who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, and by whose stripes you were healed." Now, then, I want you to think about that. That's three times in three different places that we've talked about that. If Jesus bore your sins in His own body, that we might die to sins and live for righteousness, that means you have a choice as a Christian. As a Christian, if Jesus bore your sins on the cross, there is no longer a sin problem, only a sinner problem. If He took care of all sins, now then you, as a Christian, have the privilege of either making the right choice or the wrong choice. If the devil comes upon you and tempts you to say, "Oh, Wayne, nobody will know if you take that $500 out of your company or whatever, out of your church and put it in your pocket. Nobody will ever know," right? Now, then you got a choice, right, Fred? You either going to make the choice to say, no, devil, no. I died to sin. I am not going to think about sinning. I died to sin, and I'm going to live to righteousness. Do you have that choice? Sure, every Christian has that choice. Now, then, if you make the wrong choice, and you didn't die to sin, and you didn't live for righteousness, and you do take that when the devil tempts you, and you do take that $500 and you put it in your pocket and you walk out that door, guess who's going to be on your case between God? And God looks at your little son down there. Do you see what he did? Guess who's going to be there? The devil. Everybody in heaven's going to know you stole that $500. I mean, they're going to know it right now because the devil's going to make it known. Look at that lousy little Christian daughter of yours down there. Look what she did there. And the Lord said, well, yeah, but you're the one that tempted her. I know that, but that don't count. She sinned. That's the main thing. Yeah, I know I sent that guy over there to her. I know that was one of my men. Yeah, look at there. She fell to adultery. Look at your little daughter. After what you done to her, look what she done down there. That's just like one night I was up in the Marriott Hotel in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I used to be a traveling engineer, and I traveled all over the country. And I got a room, and the Marriott was real spread out up there, great big thing instead of a high-rise. And so I had to drive around behind the building around there, and I pulled around there, and I pulled up there and parked, and I got out my bag, and I started a room. And this beautiful young lady, probably 33, 35 years old, walked up to me and said, sir, what room are you in? And I thought, well, she don't look like she's got a Marriott uniform on or nothing. And I said, well, ma'am, why do you want to know what room I'm in? She said, well, I thought after you got settled in and got comfortable, you might not like a little company. Now, what did that immediately tell me who she was? She was a prostitute. And I said, ma'am, could I tell you about Jesus? And she said, you're one of them kind. I said, yes, ma'am, I'm one of them kind. She said, she just left. She turned and walked off. See? But what had the devil done? He sent one of his beautiful little ladies to me. Here I'm, this has been 15, 20 years ago. I'm a younger man. I'm out of town, been out of town for a week up there. And the devil sends one of his beautiful little ladies by. Nobody will ever know, right, Ann? Nobody, just take her in the room and enjoy myself that night. Has every man been tempted with that somewhere? Every woman been tempted with that somewhere? Now then, have I got a choice to make? Can I make the right choice? Or can I make the wrong choice? Sure I can. But if you're led by the Spirit of God, which choice are you going to make? The right one. Then the devil will say, I'm foiled again. He didn't bite. I sent the bait, but he didn't bite. But see, the devil comes in many ways. I mean, many ways. And he knows exactly where your weak points are. So wherever your weak points are, you're going to have to pay attention because he's going to get you. And then when you fall to the temptations that he sends, guess who's immediately going to stand before God and accuse you? The devil. I guarantee as soon as you make one little mistake. But when Jesus done all these wonderful things for you, if you might die to sins and live for righteousness, you have a choice. Well, the choice also is if by his stripes you were healed. Now, you got a choice. Now, I've had lots of Christians tell me when I tell them this. I've had the average Christian tell me, Thurman, you're crazy. Now, they'll buy the first part I just said with no problem. But when I say, if Jesus also, with his stripes you were healed, now you got a choice. You can either be sick or you can be well. It's your choice. And I've had deacons and preachers and everybody, I said, Thurman, you've lost your mind. I said, no, how can you buy the first part of that and not the second part? I said, I don't know about you, but if Jesus healed me on the cross, if Jesus took my sins on the cross, I'm going to do everything in my power not to sin. Aren't you? You know, I don't want to sin after what Jesus has done for me. I want to walk holy before the Lord. But I can sin if I want to, but I don't want to. But if he also took my sicknesses and removed my diseases, and with his stripes I was healed, then I am going to resist sickness and disease with every ounce of power that's in me. And I'm not going to be sick. Aren't you, Fred? Amen. You're going to resist it. So if you resist it, if Jesus told you in James 4:7, if you will submit yourself to Him and you will resist the devil, what will He do? He will flee from you. That's what James 4:7 says. You have to learn how these things work. But how easy is it when you wake up in the morning and you got a toothache? Oh, man. Got this terrible toothache this morning. What's the first thing you do? Honey, I got to go to the dentist today. Call in and tell them I'm not going to be at work. I got to go to the dentist. I got a toothache. Wow. I must have one getting ready, about ready to come out up or something. I mean, you know, man, I got maybe I got infection in my gum. Something wrong with me. Guess what? You're going to have what you say. You're going to have what you say. Now then, if you wake up and the devil's trying to put, and he's in there and the demon's messing up your tooth and your gum's all swelled out and everything, and you wake up and say, oh, Lord, thank you that you're my Lord. Thank you that you
have this sickness. The devil's trying to put...
You're my Lord. Thank you that you
have this sickness. The devil's trying to put this on me, but I ain't going to give him no opportunity. None whatsoever. Since you heal me, I'm healed. It's done. I'm getting up, going to work. I'm fine, and it's all going to go away. And if you can believe God and continue to confess the right thing, guess what's going to happen to that tooth problem? It's going to go away. That pain and that problem is going to go away. Now, every time I tell you an example today, guess who has been there and done that? Me. Everything I tell you today, these experiences, I've been there and done that. I've had all of them. And a lot of them I'm not going to tell you. But I've had those experiences. And since I've learned how to walk by faith, I never yield to the devil no more. So I know if Jesus healed me on the cross, if He paid the total price for me, then why should I yield to the devil? If the devil even put sickness and disease upon me, whatever it is, of any kind, I will never give him legal right with my mouth. I will always resist him with it is written. And if you're praising and worshiping the Lord and thanking him for this, guess what? You're going to get it. That's just like the other day. I sent a set of tapes out to a lady, and she sent them back, or not sent tape back, she sent a letter back to me about 3 or 4 or 5 weeks later. And she said, I've listened to all of your tapes 2 or 3 times.
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.